Okay, come on in, ladies, all the way.
Excited young women and their moms lined up as they entered the backstage door chase. Volunteers like Cynthia Wagner were on hand, guiding them toward the racks of colorful and sparkling dresses.
And they're so happy to be here, and I'm just trying to find a little two-piece for that little girl over there, and she's just so sweet.
Wagner couldn't hold back the tears, describing how wonderful it is to see students who wouldn't be able to afford a prom gown select a dress.
When I come in and I see all these gowns and the donations that these people give, many, many of these gowns have price tags still on them, brand new gowns.
Latina Ridgeway was with her two twin daughters getting ready for their senior prom at Oracle Charter School in Buffalo.
It is very, very important. It's sometimes too hard when it's two of them at the same time, especially when they're very picky.
Iris and Ayanna Ridgeway were ready to sort through the racks of dresses.
My dream dress that I was looking for was a royal blue dress. It was going to be long sleeve and long with gold coming up on top. I want to say thank you so much because, you know, it's a lot of people who can't afford dresses, and this is a great opportunity for them to get dresses.
I wish this program wasn't even needed.
Paul Bellani is president and CEO of Colvin Cleaners. This year, they expanded donation sites due to the very high demand.
You know, we'll do our very best to make sure that every young lady who otherwise couldn't afford a gown has a gown. That's our mission. Everything that you see here was donated. You should see the process of determining whether it's prom worthy. If it's not prom worthy, it gets donated to the Goodwill.
Students also pick out free shoes and jewelry. Marlena Gagne donates her talents with the jewelry box.
And it's tough because, you know, when you see them, you know that they come from similar backgrounds that I grew up in. And it's nice to see that there is an organization and a big group of people that really want them to have a special night. And it is like a rite of passage, you know. I mean, all of us want to have that special night.
This year, Walgreens is also conducting a drawing with 10 free makeovers. Kim Zoldowski and Sabrina Canton are with Walgreens.
We're going to do raffle for 10 lucky ladies. So we're going to be able to do full makeover. So all makeup at any one of their local Walgreens. I love it. I think it's great to offer that for all the young ladies here.
Free makeup, full face. So foundation, eyes, lips, eyebrows, all of it.
Gently used and some brand new formal gowns have all been sorted and sized. Fitting rooms are upstairs in the Shays dressing rooms with a seamstress standing by to provide any alterations. Everything is free for the students so they can create a memorable prom night. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
That's why we have you.